Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, September 21st, and you've tuned in to another edition of Daily Drop Word Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear another drop of education, hopefully get a little bit of inspiration in our daily lives to help us move forward and apply a little something, help us live a little bit better lives. We focus our conversations around doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade oils because they do so much for us in so many different ways. Mondays, we predominantly talk about what the products are, how they impact our lives. Wednesdays, we gather to talk about what it means to be a wellness advocate and to profess these wonderful oils to the world. And Fridays, of course, we gather for our community days to share stories and to hear stories, be inspired by other people, by what they're doing, the experiences that they're having. Today, for today's product training call, we have Chris Lang, who has been a member of our community for quite some time, and he specializes in what they call live blood cell analysis. And he's been in the health industry for a very long time. Today he's going to be sharing with us the five pillars of cellular health. And if there's anybody who I feel embodies fitness, it's this man. If you've ever seen Chris Lang, you'll know what I'm talking about, but this is a man who embodies fitness. And I know he has great information to share with us today regarding the five pillars of cellular healthcare. Chris?
Let me just kind of preface a couple of things about my background. I started in the health and fitness industry a little bit over 20 years ago and really started as a personal trainer. I've always had a passion for wanting to help people with weight loss and trying to eat healthy and just kind of doing those things that you hear most about when you're talking about health. And so I got certified as a personal trainer and, you know, slowly moved my way into managing health clubs and then to owning and operating health clubs, and then worked for years as a consultant, kind of traveling all over the country, working as a consultant, trying to help health establishments learn to be more profitable and build better programs for their clientele. And then I had a unique opportunity where I was invited and asked to work as one of the world's largest nonprofit organizations as a lead health educator. And so I traveled quite a bit extensively as a role as a lead health educator, talking about different varieties of health subjects and from nutrition to exercise to even to motivating and disciplinary type of behaviors to help get people on the right track for eating healthy. I spent my last couple years working for one of the country's largest health and fitness chains called Lifetime Fitness, and to help them kind of develop some of their programs and manage their establishments. But over the last year and a half, I started and helped found with some business partners a company called IC Health Solutions. And we really specialize in a service called nutritional microscopy, where we analyze people's cellular health. So we can help determine a lot about how healthy someone is on a cellular level by this HealthScope service. We're actually analyzing blood and looking at cellular health. So I spend my time training and coaching and helping other people learn how to integrate this service, and also educating communities about how to improve their cell health through the findings that we see as nutritional microscopists. So that's just a little bit of background on what I've done. And I work with doTERRA as a company that we find probably the most effective results with their supplements and their products that are helping trigger and focus people's cell health and getting them better cellularly, which is a big deal. And we'll talk more about that, of course, coming up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, it sounds to me then clearly at 20 years experience is I would say that you're passionate about this work. It sounds to me as though you have dedicated your life at this point to getting this stuff done. And then certainly in the last 18 months, it sounds as though you've gone to the next level with the research and then bringing the research home. And, you know, I got to say that I'm really glad that you're here today. This morning, as I was doing a little bit of research just in general, I was coming across, it seems like, tons of information. People are their eyes are being opened to what really is going on out there with pharmaceutical drugs and what is the real goal of pharmaceutical drugs. And then, you know, so it's like there is – it's perfect timing, right, for this type of information, because there is a general awareness taking place. I came across something this morning about Tylenol, you know, the Tylenol, the brand, actually is, it diminishes people on an emotional level with prolonged use. So it's really great that you're here this morning. I'm happy to hear what you have to share with us.
Yeah, no, thank you. I was going to say it's interesting that you say that. Many of our what we would call as health scope technicians or health educators are actually coming from a medical background. I just spent the last week over on the East Coast training an MD, an actual physician, and some of her people to utilize HealthScope into what she's trying to do as a health professional. We've helped nurses, even chiropractors, pharmacists, who are really turning to this type of cellular analysis, realizing how important and crucial it is for people's health. And of course, once they learn about this, they have to realize how to provide solutions for people, and that's really where companies like doTERRA come into play, is making a dramatic difference that is actually helping people, you know, with cellular health through, you know, unique products. So I wanted to share that because, you know, we're finding more and more people from the medical industry actually integrating these types of services and programs into what they're doing, which I think is great.
Yeah, the time is now, for sure. There is definitely an awakening going on, absolutely. And it's only going to get better as far as, well, generally speaking, health and wellness. And then for people who are involved in the doTERRA, especially as wellness advocates building a business, future is very, very bright, man. It's looking really, really good because, you know, education is there. People are understanding, you know.
Yeah, no, we love it. We feel like if you can educate somebody on how the body works and how the body responds to this and that, that's really what inspires people to change. You can tell somebody all you want that they need to do this or they need to do that, but when you can educate them, the light bulb's coming on. They're drawing their own conclusions and realizing the importance of what they need to do to be healthier. And it all starts with educating them and helping them see and understand how the body is responding to what they're eating or what they're taking, and helping to improve their cellular health.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Absolutely. So what are you thinking about this morning for our group here? We got a lot of people who have dialed in from all across North America waiting to hear, you know, really, really, what does this mean? The work that you're doing, what's going on here for real?
Okay, so yeah, let me just kind of take you through. I'm gonna try to condense kind of an hour long presentation into about 15-20 minutes of helping really people understand what it is that we do, why it's so important, and then obviously how to improve your cellular health. Let me just start by sharing. Really, one of the biggest things that got me onto this loop, and anybody that's heard me speak has kind of heard this story, but I had a mother that passed away of pancreatic cancer a little while ago, and it really shifted my approach to wanting to help people with health and caused me to kind of reflect on a lot of things. And I decided to start looking much deeper into how do you help somebody improve their cellular health. Because you can write them exercise programs, and you can you know, give them a good nutritional program, and all these things are extremely helpful and they're good. But how do you really help somebody know whether or not their cell health is where it needs to be? And so as we started looking around this, and the team that I work with, I have a great team of both medical doctors and other healthcare professionals and fitness experts and business partners. And really, as we built our programming, we really honed in on a technology involving a microscope, where you're just taking a drop of someone's blood, looking at it under a microscope, and you can tell so much about someone's cell health. Can you tell everything? No. You can't tell certain infectious diseases and, you know, cancers, but we're not necessarily looking for that. We're really just looking to find if someone's cell health is at a foundation or a baseline that helps put them in a position that their body has the best possible chance of fighting off infectious disease, or even fighting chronic disease, or preventing chronic disease, or preventing infectious disease, and aging properly, and making sure that your body has the right nutrients. So let me just kind of share with you some of these different things that we found, and hopefully, you know, if you haven't heard me speak before, you'll learn quite a bit more about our cell health. So there's five things that we really look at that we refer to as the five pillars of cellular health or of microhealth. And these are oxygen, nutrients, enzymes, waste and toxin removal, and probiotics. And I'll just kind of take each one section by section and elaborate a little bit more on each one. But when you think about the human body is made up of 37.2 trillion cells. That's a huge number when you really think about that. And every single one of these cells is its own individual unit. And if you take these all and compound them together, it makes us. It makes our eyes, it makes our bones, our hair, our skin, our teeth, our muscles. Everything that we're made up of are these individual little cells. And every single one of these cells has a specific program. And they're programmed to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And all of these things tell and work together to create our tissues, which create our systems, which again create us. And so I always want to start by helping people understand what makes us up. And really, when we're trying to get to the root of health, we have to learn how to provide protection and health to every single one of these cells. And unfortunately, it's much more complicated than just saying, well, I'm going to drink some water every day and have three square meals. That's not getting the body the right amount of nutrients that it needs. So let's first take oxygen. Okay, oxygen is the most abundant element that we have that we're able to actually have for the human body. We hear a lot about oxygen. We know how crucial it is. But if you think about it, we can only go a couple minutes without oxygen. We can go a couple days without food, a couple days even without water. But literally in a couple minutes without oxygen, our cells die. And here's why, is every single cell has to have some sort of energy stores. They have to have some sort of power that runs and operates them. If you look at a cell like a little machine, there has to have a power source. If you unplug that power source, then it dies. And that's what oxygen does. Oxygen uses both fatty acids and essential fats that we're consuming, plus carbohydrates in the form of something called glycogen and glucose to actually create energy, something called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And as every single one of these cells goes through this chemical reaction, through taking in oxygen, taking in the fats that we eat, taking in the carbohydrates that we eat, then we're able to actually create energy, something called cellular respiration. And so every time we're breathing, all day, every day, we're creating cellular respiration, which is giving every single one of our cells energy. So how do you tell under a microscope how well someone is actually getting oxygen to their cells? Breathing oxygen is one thing, but being able to deliver that oxygen to your cells is another. And so there's two major things that we look at. The first one is when every time we breathe, our lungs are transferring oxygen to our blood. Red blood cells, our primary role is to carry oxygen to all the other cells of the body. And how it's doing that is that this vast network, this circulatory system, which we're all very aware of, all of our blood vessels, and the smallest blood vessel we have is called a capillary tube. And if you can imagine this, so try to picture this, picture every one of your cells, 37.2 trillion one of your cells, is lying next to a small blood vessel called a capillary tube. And these capillary tubes are extremely important because this is where all oxygen is exchanged to all of our cells, all nutrients is exchanged to all of our cells, and that's how we're fueling the cells that are needing to get oxygen and nutrients, so these little tiny capillary tubes. In fact, our capillary tube network is so vast that you could take our capillary tubes, put them end to end, and it would span the globe literally two times. And that's just one single person. And so they act just like these roots of a tree going throughout all the cells of our body to deliver oxygen. So the first thing is you want to make sure that we have good circulation. You hear a lot about good circulation, but if the blood is aggregated, if it's all clumped together, you can tell under a microscope if your blood is becoming really sticky or really thick, and all the red blood cells are sticking together. Many times this is caused from a simple vitamin and mineral deficiency. It could be being caused from a lack of hydration. It could be being caused from too much acidity where the body's pH isn't balanced enough. And so in order to remedy that, we have to be willing to know what to eat or what to take. And most of the time, it's either we're not drinking enough water or we're not doing enough things to help with the acidity of our bodies. So pH balance is something that's crucial for the proper health of all of our cells. And if we don't have good blood circulation, we can't circulate our red blood cells effectively enough to get the amount of oxygen that our cells need to be energized. And having said that, the more energy we can get our cells, the more we can actually speed up our metabolism, which allows us to lose weight more effectively. Weight loss is a big thing, a big buzz. Everybody wants to know how to do it, and it's literally as simple as helping the body burn and metabolize more energy, something called thermogenesis, where we're able to help our bodies create more energy, even while we're resting, even while we're sitting, even while we're sleeping. And this, in order to do this, you have to get oxygen to the cells of your body. So there's a couple different products out there that we've seen extremely effective for helping to deliver better oxygen to the cells of the body. So when we're talking about being able to digest our foods properly so that we don't get too acidic or that we're alkaline, a product called Terrazyme. Terrazyme made by doTERRA is the most effective enzyme that we've seen that dramatically helps your body break down its foods properly. And so we want to be able to digest what we're eating, making sure that our bodies are getting the right amount of nutrients. And Terrazyme is one of those products that contain unique enzymes that actually can help break down our foods. And we find a lot of success with as people are taking Terrazyme on a daily basis with their meals, even on an empty stomach, that they're able to properly digest foods, which reduces acidity in the body. If we can reduce acidity in the body, then we're able to help create better circulation because our red blood cells are not clumping and sticking together. So they're circulating nice and freely throughout our blood vessels, being able to get better oxygen to the other cells of our body. The next thing is something called a podocyte or a target cell. Imagine a red blood cell carrying oxygen. So it's literally acting like a little dump truck that's carrying oxygen to the cells of the body. Now, its ability to carry the amount of oxygen is really dependent on how much hemoglobin it can carry. And in order to carry large amounts of hemoglobin, it has to have good amounts of iron and other different types of vitamins and minerals to help make sure that the cells know how and that they actually have the resources to carry more oxygen. So a podocyte is simply a cell that is very, very thin and limited on its level of hemoglobin, which in turn doesn't allow it to carry as much oxygen. And so we find that people that take lifelong vitality is specifically formulated with the right amount of nutrients that our bodies need, not just to help provide good sources of iron, but also other constituent and essential vitamins and minerals to help make sure that our cells are getting the nutrients that it might be missing. And we'll talk a little bit about that more coming up here. But people that aren't getting enough iron and vitamin C and B vitamins and these other constituent vitamins that help your body absorb iron have many, many podocytes. More podocytes, that means less oxygen, which means more fatigue, lack of energy, your body's metabolism slows down. So just those two products, when you think about it, enzymes and lifelong vitality are two powerful products that can actually help your body get more oxygen to the other cells of the body, which in turn energizes your cells, which gives you more energy, speeds up metabolism, et cetera, et cetera. So there's huge benefits with being able to get more oxygen to the cells. So the second pillar that we talk about is nutrients. We all hear about nutrients and the importance of it, but your body needs 90 nutrients in order to create something called DNA synthesis. DNA synthesis is your body's ability to map itself to help your cells know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And in order for it to do that, it has to have these raw materials and nutrients to do that. Here's an example. When we talk about eye health, a lot of times nutrients that come to mind might be vitamin A, beta carotene, and that's because your cells that make up your eye specifically need a lot of these particular vitamins or minerals in order to do what they need to do for proper eye health. And many of our cells are different. Your brain cells are different than your eye cells. Your muscle cells are different than your bone cells. And these different parts of your body need different nutrients. So there's about 90 different nutrients your body needs so that it can know exactly what to do. And that's providing all the tools that your cells need. It's like trying to unscrew or take out a bolt without having the proper tools. If you don't have a wrench or don't have any pliers to unscrew the nut, many times you're not going to be able to get that nut off. And so these nutrients act as the resources that all our cells need to basically supply it with what they need in order to do what they need to do. And so I don't think anybody's going to argue that our food supply is not as high quality as it used to be. The amount of nutrients that are in our foods just isn't there anymore. And lifelong vitality, I'll talk about it again, is a product that was literally specifically formulated to help fill in those gaps. You got to start with eating a healthy diet first. That's the first step, is build a foundation for eating healthy. But even if we eat healthy, we still find that we're still missing so many of the nutrients our bodies need. And we see that all day long. We see many people that eat very, very healthy, yet they're still very nutrient depleted if they're not taking really good products and supplements. So that lifelong vitality is a powerful product that helps supply those supplemental nutrients that most of our foods aren't containing, like good sources of iron and good sources of B and these trace minerals that really just aren't available in our food supply anymore. And people say, well, why not? Well, just the way that products are manufactured nowadays, the way that produce is even farmed, it just doesn't have the quality that it used to. So under a microscope, cells that aren't getting enough nutrients are very diverse. They look bottle cap shaped or star-like shaped. They'll be too big, too small, called macro or oval sites. They'll have something called, they could be a poikilocyte, which is a very, very abnormally shaped cell. And most of these types of cells are forming if the body simply isn't getting enough nutrients. So I got to share with you a story that happened a couple weeks ago. I was educating mainly a group of kind of dental professionals, and I was invited to come and share a seminar. And the lady that I did the seminar for, I had met with her about 30 days prior, and she had some health conditions and some cellular conditions that we viewed that were not ideal, that she needed some good nutrients. Had never taken the doTERRA products yet, so we got her on the Cleanse and Restore kit, taking the Lifelong Vitality, taking the enzymes, and I'll talk about a couple other ones coming up. And I won't go into too much detail, but she felt so much better just in 30 days that right there in front of all of her colleagues and friends, she said, hey, let's test my blood again and put it up on the big screen so everybody can see it. And I'm thinking, all right, well, I hope you've been taking the products, because if you haven't, it's probably going to look exactly the same. But I've seen this so many times where people have been taking the products for 30, 60, 90 days. It makes a dramatic difference with their cell health. And so she knew it because she felt it. So sure enough, we put that drop of blood under the microscope, projected it up on the TV screen, and it was, I think there was about 20, 25 people there. And it was incredible. The difference was amazing. She had beautiful cells, oxygen-rich, with nice and hemoglobin, nice and separated for good circulation, all the same size, the same shape. And this was a dramatic difference with just in the first 30 days after taking the Lifelong Vitality, the Terrazyme, in fact, the whole Cleanse and Restore kit. So when our bodies start getting the right amount of nutrients, it's incredible how the body can adjust and adapt in such a short period of time, so that your cells are actually getting the right amount of nutrients that they need. So the next pillar is enzymes. And I've already talked a little bit about enzymes. And they're not talked about enough. I don't think we hear enough about them in mainstream health as we should. Enzymes act as biological catalysts that help create chemical reactions in your body. And our body is made up of so many chemical reactions every single second second of the day. And unless our body knows how to do specific things, then our bodies respond to, let me give you an example here. If you're drinking dairy products or eating dairy products and you start noticing bloating and gas and maybe a headache and poor digestion and inflammation, what's happening is the body's not responding well to the breaking down the dairy sugars because your body isn't producing what's called lactase enzyme. And this enzyme creates a chemical reaction that can actually break down the sugars in dairy. And if you don't have that enzyme, then literally your body's left to treat it like a toxin or a waste, and you develop intolerances and allergies to it. The same thing is true for gluten. Gluten is a protein that your body can't break down if you don't have the right amount of enzymes. Even simple things like pet dander and people that are allergic to cats or animals or even hay fever, it's all stemming from enzymes that your body doesn't have or has run out of or is low on, So then your body doesn't know what to do except for create some sort of allergy. When we're talking about macronutrients like proteins, fats, and sugars, all of these particular macronutrients need enzymes to break them down. Amylase for our sugars, lipase for our fats, proteolytic enzymes for our proteins. And if we stop having the amount of enzymes through digestion to break these foods down, we store them. We store protein that builds inflammation and sore joints and other health conditions. We store fat and cholesterol in areas that we don't want, on our arteries, in our hips, in our gut, in our thighs. We can actually end up storing sugar and not breaking it down, which spikes insulin levels, which can lead to diabetes, which in turn can also lead to obesity. All these things are stemmed from chemical reactions that aren't taking place as fast as they should be, and enzymes are the catalyst that make all that happen very, very effectively and speed up that process. And so we don't get enough enzymes. And the reason why is enzymes are only in live, raw foods. And most people don't eat a lot of live, raw foods. We eat mainly processed and cooked foods, and if you cook a food over 118 degrees, it loses its enzyme character. So when we can eat more raw foods, it dramatically helps. But we find that people that can actually take large amounts, well, I shouldn't say large amounts, adequate amounts of the tyrosine, these enzymes are powerful combinations of lipase, amylase, cellulase, protease, lactase enzymes that help your body break down the foods that you're consuming. So not only are we able to pull more nutrients out of our food and better build alkalinity, but we're actually able to reduce our body's ability to store fats and sugars that are unwanted and also proteins that can lead to many different health concerns. So that tyrosine is a powerful product that can dramatically speed up metabolism, help digest foods, bring proper nutrients, and help create a better baseline for cellular health just by taking the enzymes. And I want to note, the tyrosine, it's recommended that you take 1 to 2 capsules with each meal. That helps your body break down the nutrients that you're consuming with that meal. However, many people have a lot of built-up fat, sugar, and proteins already in their blood and system. And so taking the tyrosine on an empty stomach a couple times a day in between meals, we've seen dramatic help with helping people reduce these levels in their body, because then instead of it working on your foods, it's getting into your bloodstream and actually able to help digest these undigested proteins, fats, and sugars that are built up throughout the body, which is helping relieve inflammation. We've even helped many people, you know, we can't make claims of things that we can cure, but we've seen many people get off of certain medications from high blood pressure to cholesterol simply by helping their body better digest these sugars, fats, and proteins that they're having a hard time doing. The next pillar is waste and toxins, and I'll kind of combine that with probiotics here. So our body has to have the ability to alleviate and to remove waste and toxins. And we use 5 major systems that help us do that. First is our liver. Our liver has so many different functions, but one of its primary jobs is to help filter waste and toxins from our blood. Our kidneys act very similar. So our kidneys is another system that our body needs in order to function properly to eliminate toxins and waste. But then other systems are things like our skin, even our lungs and our respiratory system help eliminate toxins. Our lymphatic system can help eliminate toxins. And another one is our digestive system. And our digestive system doesn't only just eliminate our large food waste, it also helps eliminate many of the bad bacteria and other harmful toxins and waste that accumulate in our digestive tract. So when you can't see under a microscope in a blood sample all the toxins and waste that are in someone's body. However, you can see some of them that help indicate whether or not someone is having a hard time eliminating toxins and waste. For example, a uric acid crystal is crystallized uric acid, and your kidneys naturally produce uric acid. But if they're not properly filtering the amount of uric acid that's being produced, they can start crystallizing and forming these like little rock-like formations that look like little shards of glass that show up in your blood. If they're showing up in your blood, that means they're getting kind of interwoven and stuck in other connective tissues of the body. This is what leads to gout, other types of arthritic conditions, because we're building up these wastes and toxins within the joints of our body. And so that's an indicator that liver and kidneys aren't filtering properly. Too many protein spicules, excess amounts of proteins found in the blood, is an indicator that the liver might not be functioning properly. And then there's other ones. There's your body produces or has a lot of really bad bacteria. Most of this bad bacteria lives in our intestinal tract. In fact, your body has about 100 trillion bacteria that live just in your intestinal tract alone. So there has to be a good balance of helping the body balance this good bacteria. And our bodies do that by good bacteria, good flora, probiotics. That's what probiotics are good bacteria that help eliminate these old bacteria that are building up in our system. And many times, if the bad bacteria overpopulate, then there's not enough good bacteria to help to eliminate and eat away these old dead bacteria. And so many of these bacteria can become a type of waste and toxin that end up showing up in our blood. Something called a bacterial protoplast or a fibrous thallus material. These aren't living waste or toxins or bacteria. These are literally just dead kind of old cellular debris that have built up that have leaked into our bloodstream from our digestive tract and just become very, very toxic. That create a lot of free radical damage that can damage cells, that can damage system activity when there's too many that are built up. So a couple powerful products that help create a better filtration for our bodies. Number one, the Zendocrine Complex. Zendocrine Complex are these essential plant oils that literally strengthen the function of the liver and the kidneys. Not only do they help to strengthen the liver and kidneys, but they also have specific properties that allow the body to properly get rid of these wastes and toxins that are building up throughout the body. And it's not just one specific waste and toxin. As we can stimulate liver and kidney function with Zendocrine Complex, we can help our bodies get rid of petrochemical waste, of residue waste, of waste and toxins that might be consumed through processed foods. It's about strengthening our body's natural system. And the Zendocrine Complex is one of the most powerful products that we've seen for helping to boost the body's natural ability to cleanse itself. And we've seen huge success in even short periods of time as people take the Zendocrine Complex with how well their bodies are able to start filtering toxins and waste properly. Then the second is the PB Assist probiotic. A probiotic naturally helps fight off the bad bacteria that lives in your intestinal tract. And the PB Assist is specifically formulated, and this is important, a good probiotic has to break open in your intestinal tract. If it breaks open in your stomach, it kills the good bacteria that you're trying to get into your system. That's what hydrochloric acid does. It can kill a lot of the good bacteria. PB Assist is specifically designed and is patented, actually, that has a specific enteric capsule that doesn't break open in your stomach, but it breaks open in your intestinal tract. And it actually has a little, if you've ever seen PB Assist, there's another little capsule within the capsule that breaks open in the intestinal tract that also contains prebiotics, which are support and food for your good bacteria, to make sure that those bacteria are surviving and getting into the places that it needs to in your intestinal tract to start getting your body the right amount of good flora that it needs. So it's a powerful product that we've seen very effective for balancing out the levels of bad bacteria in the intestinal tract, helps create a better filtration system in the intestinal tract for better digestion. This improves your acidity level. If our bodies build up too much waste and toxins in our intestinal tract, then many times it creates too much acidity in our bodies. So things like the PB Assist, again, things like the Terrazyme, these can dramatically help improve our alkalinity levels and reduce acidity. Another product that comes in the Cleanse and Restore kit is lemon oil. Lemon oil naturally helps alkalize the body. Not only can it help to fight off certain types of infections, it's antibacterial, it could be antiviral, but I love using the lemon oil and helping people to better alkalize their body through this unique citrus oil. And all of these products we've talked about, and it's amazing because all of these products come in the Cleanse and Restore kit. And I always tell people, I wish doTERRA would have named this kit the How to Repair the Five Pillars of Cellular Health kit, because literally between the lifelong vitality, the Terrazyme, the Zendocrine Complex, the PB Assist, and the Lemon Oil. And one that I forgot to mention that's in there is the GX Assist, which is an initial cleanse to help jumpstart and cleanse out the intestinal tract. All of these products come in the Cleanse and Restore Kit. And we've seen so much success as nutritional microscopists traveling all over the countries with the effects that these products have on helping people repair and build cellular health because of the plant-like properties they're made out of, because of the areas in the world that these products are grown. And we've done so much research on why these products work, and we always try to do as much research on how they're manufactured, where they're grown. And these products are coming from the best sources all over the world in order to make sure of its potency, its effectiveness, its natural ability to help to get to a cellular level in the body that many products can't do. And doTERRA specifically formulates their products to do just that. And that's why we've seen so much success with these specific products and what they're doing with cellular health. So kind of in closing here, to wrap up and summarize all those different pieces, again, there's five main pillars: the oxygen, nutrients, enzymes, waste and toxin removal, and probiotics. Those are five pillars that we see that make a dramatic difference to improve people's cellular health, and then those are the specific products that can make a humongous and a large difference on helping repair people's cellular health.
Thanks, Chris, for sharing that. You know, it's interesting to me that doTERRA continues to be on the cutting edge of many different areas of science and putting out products. And for those who were actually at convention last week and were there for Science Day, know what I'm talking about. Know how you know the way that they're approaching the science and the diet and the cellular health of each person based on the country they come from and the diets that are common to those areas. And they're, for example, like you said, with the probiotic product, making sure that it's actually coated to make sure that the probiotics actually reach the digestive tract as opposed to just being eaten up in the stomach. And so just continually, this is where I continue to be amazed by doTERRA, because every time it seems they not only do they come out with a new product, but you learn more about their existing products, you find that there's a lot of thought, a lot of foresight, a lot of insight put into that product development and how it was launched. And depending on where you live in the world, you're actually getting a slightly different product that's tailored to that, as they've announced with their new Lifelong Vitality program, their new Lifelong Vitality products. And so amazing to me. So it's fantastic to hear other people, other experts outside of the company talking about the science and how these simple products, these Terrazymes, the probiotic support, the Zendocrine, the simple things that we can do can make a huge impact on our cellular health from a very foundational level. So thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back again with another edition of Daily Drop Radio, another live edition on Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern. You can download old archives at dailydropradio.com and join us on our Facebook group at dailydropfb.com. Until then, hope you make it a great day. Bye for now.